हरे कृष्णा। सो कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी इज मेंशनिंग इन दिस थर्ड चैप्टर ऑफ द चैतन्य चरितामृत अबाउट द सुप्रीम फॉर्म और एस्पेक्ट ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड दैट इज कृष्णा एंड हिज अबोर्ड इज गोलोका और वृंदावन। आराध्य भगवान व्रजेश तनयस तद्धाम वृंदावनम। सो इट हैज बीन एक्सप्लेन्ड दैट फॉर अस एज डिवोटीज ऑफ कृष्णा द मोस्ट वर्शिपेबल फॉर्म ऑफ द लॉर्ड इज ही हु इज अ सन ऑफ व्रजेंद्र नंदन। व्रजेंद्र रिफर्स टू द किंग ऑफ व्रज हु इज नंद महाराज। So Krishna as Nanda Nandan or Vrajendra Nandan or Yashoda Nandan is our worshipable Lord. Vrajesha Tanayas. Tanaya means the sun. Vrajesha also means the king of Vraja. And just in order to clarify things further, he says Taddhama Vrindavanam, that this Krishna's abode is Vrindavan, not any other place. So the original Supreme Personality of Godhead lives eternally in Vrindavan. We don't get much information about Vrindavan in the Bhagavad Gita. We get just a preliminary hint of the spiritual world in a few verses in the Bhagavad Gita. However, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we get much more information about the spiritual world. But even then, that information is limited to the Vaikuntha world. But it is only in Brahma Samhita and some scriptures like this that we get a deeper understanding of the Goloka Vrindavan planet in particular. So Brahma in his heart has experienced and understood what Goloka Vrindavan is. That realization has been given to him by the mercy of Lord Krishna, Vrajendra Nandan. So therefore, Brahmaji says, Goloka namni nijadhamni tale chatasya Devi Mahesha Haridhama suteshu teshu Tete prabhavani chaya vihitaschayena Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. He is describing various graded realms of existence. He starts by talking about Devi Dham. Devi here refers to Durga, Durga Devi. So the material world in which we are all living is called Devi Dham. So it is definitely also a part of the kingdom of God, because there is nothing that is outside of the kingdom of God. Inasmuch as the prison house is also part of the country. There are so many prisons in England, right? But they are all considered part of England. But a separate set of laws apply in the prisons. So like that, the material world is like a prison house for conditioned souls who are rebellious to the will of Lord Krishna. So, even though separate laws apply here, still it is part of the Lord's creation. So it's part of the Lord's kingdom. So it is called Devi Dham. It is also a dham. It's an abode. The Lord is residing here as the Paramatma, as the Super Soul, as the Vishnus, the three Vishnus. But higher than the Devi Dham, Brahma says, is Mahesh Dham. Mahesh refers to Lord Shiva. So Shiva Loka is beyond this material world. And then higher than Mahesh Dham is Hari Dham. The word Hari refers to Lord Narayan. So this, in other words, talks about the Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual world. There are innumerable spiritual planets, infinite in number. And on each of these planets, the Supreme Lord is present in His four-armed form, endowed with all opulences. And He is accompanied also by infinite, pure, loving devotees who worship Him in a mood of awe and reverence. Among these infinite Vaikuntha planets, which are infinitely expanded all over spiritual space, there is the capital. There is the most important planet in the spiritual world and in all of existence. And that is called Goloka. Goloka Dhamni. Nija Dhamni Tale Chatasya. So below Goloka is everything else. Even the Vaikuntha planets are all below Goloka Vrindavan. Actually, the Chaitanya Charitamrita and other places, in other chapters, Kaviraj Goswami explains that above the Vaikuntha planets is a transcendental supreme planet known as Krishna Loka. And this Krishna Loka has three divisions. That is Dwarka, Mathura, and Gokul. This Gokul is also called by different names as Vraja, as Goloka, as Vrindavan, or as Shweta Dvipa. So it is in this place, Gokul, Vraja, Vrindavan, Shweta Dvipa, etc., that Krishna is residing and performing all his pastimes of cowherding, his pastimes with the gopis, his pastimes with Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. And in Mathura and Dwarka, then Krishna still is there performing his pastimes, but then in a different capacity. There is Vasudeva and Devaki. So in all these three places, which are all part of Krishna Loka, Mathura, Dwarka and Vrindavan, this is the abode of the two-armed Krishna, the two-armed form of the Supreme Lord. In all the other planets in the spiritual world, which are the Vaikuntha planets, the Supreme Lord resides in four arms as Narayan. So as Krishna, Krishna resides only in Krishna Loka, which has these three divisions. So this is the wonderful way in which things are explained. There is much more in detail, so much information. We are very fortunate to be exposed to all this confidential information. There are many scriptures in the world. There are many paths of religion in the world. And they all talk about the abode of the Lord. They talk about the kingdom of God or of paradise and so on. But what exactly is this kingdom of God? What exactly is this paradise? That information is not found in other scriptures. Even in Bhagavad Gita, it is not found so much. But nevertheless, by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace, we have a lot of information. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered the fifth chapter of the Brahma Samhita on his tour to South India, and he was so happy to get it that he had it immediately copied, and then he broadcasted the verses of the Brahma Samhita everywhere. So for us, the Brahma Samhita is very, very important. So we must also practice chanting the verses of the Brahma Samhita, because it explains not only the beauty of Krishna, but also it explains his abode. It explains his pastimes. What is going on in Goloka Vrindavan is explained briefly, of course, by Brahma in these verses. Also, Brahmaji further explains, Chintamani prakarasatmashu kalpavriksham lakshavriteshu surabhir abhipalayantam Lakshmi sahasrashata sambhramasevyamanam govindamadipurusham tamaham bhajami. He says that everything, the abodes in Goloka Vrindavan, are made of touchstone, chintamani. The trees are all wish-fulfilling desire trees. And there are hundreds and thousands of Lakshmi Devis who are serving Krishna there. All the gopis are Lakshmis actually. And there are numberless Surabhi cows who can supply unlimited quantities of milk for the pleasure of Krishna and the other residents of Goloka Vrindavan. Of course, time does not permit us to talk about all the different verses that describe Goloka Vrindavan and what goes on there. But briefly, there in Goloka Vrindavan, water is nectar. Every step is a dance. Every word is a song. Time is present there in its eternal form, and there is no passing away. There is no past, present, and future. The deteriorating aspect of time doesn't exist in Goloka Vrindavan. There everything is very blissfully manifest. Bhaje Shweta Dvipam Tamaham Iha Golokam Itiyam Vidantaste Santakshiti Viralachara Katipaye. Brahmaji says, I worship that Lord, that abode Shweta Dvipa, which is also known as Goloka. And this Goloka is known only by a very few self-realized souls in this world. So all of you know about Goloka. So you're all self-realized souls. Because you're very few, rare. Brahma says, even great exalted mystic yogis and karmis and jnanis, they don't know about Goloka. But you all know about Goloka. You know there is a Goloka Vrindavan planet, and Shyam Sundar Govinda, Gokula Ananda, Krishna is residing there. So this is very rare knowledge. It's not known to most people in this universe what to speak about this earth planet. So Krishna resides there eternally performing these pastimes. And when he descends to this material world, then a plenary portion of that Krishna Loka is manifested here in this material world. And then Krishna performs his pastimes in the same places by the same name. So that same Goloka Vrindavan manifests here. That same Mathura manifests here in the material world. Similarly, the same Dwarka also comes here to this material world. So these names are the names of the original abodes in the spiritual world. And Srila Prabhupada explains in his purports in other parts of the Chaitanya Charitamrita that these abodes that are manifest within this material world are facsimile representations of the original abode. You know the word facsimile, right? Popularly called fax. When you fax a paper to somebody, and when you receive a fax copy of something, it's like the original, but not quite. Right? So for example, when I was applying for the visa, they don't want a fax copy. They want the original copy. So the fax is like the original, but not quite. There is a difference. But here, the Goloka Vrindavan planet, or Mathura, or Dwarka, that is manifest within the material world, Srila Prabhupada explains and cautions us, is identical with the abodes in the spiritual world. We shouldn't distinguish that this Vrindavan here is material and that is spiritual. No, it is exactly identical. And the pastimes of the Lord that go on here are also transcendental completely. It's the same Krishna who manifests, the same Vrindavan that manifests. But nevertheless, in the purport here, Prabhupada explains, there is something called aprakat lila and prakat lila, unmanifest pastimes and manifest pastimes. So very nicely, eloquently, Prabhupada has explained briefly here what this means. When something is manifest to our eyes, when something can be seen by our ordinary material eyes, it is said to be manifest. When the pastimes of the Lord are not manifest to the eyes of conditioned souls, it is said to be unmanifest or aprakat. The word prakat means manifest. So therefore, the Lord's pastimes are eternally actually existing. It's only that we are not able to perceive them because it's our problem, not the Lord's problem. We don't have the vision to see the Lord and His pastimes. As Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Vishaya chariya kabe shuddha habe mana tabe hama herabo Shri Vrindavana. He says, when will that day come when my heart will be free of the desires for sense gratification? And then with a pure heart, I will be able to see the real Vrindavan. When we go to Vrindavan, near Delhi, in India, apparently, then we see something quite different from what we hear. Where are the touchstones? Where are the desire trees? Where are the Surabhi cows who give unlimited quantities of milk? And where are the gopis? We don't appear to see all these things and we think, oh, there's something wrong here. Can it be the real Vrindavan? But Vrindavan is covered from our vision. It's only those who are completely saturated with pure love for Krishna that the real Vrindavan becomes manifest. So Krishna's pastimes are even now, Prabhupada explains, going on even in this Vrindavan. But we cannot see them because we do not have that vision. So the pastimes, therefore, are not manifest to us. It's called aprakat. But when Krishna appeared here 5,000 years ago, He performed His pastimes that were visible to everyone. What to speak of ordinary conditioned souls? Even demons like Duryodhan, Shalva, etc., they also saw Krishna. They also saw Him dealing with His different devotees in loving ways. So 5,000 years ago, Krishna performed His manifest pastimes, or Prakat Leela. And then He departed back to the spiritual world. And His pastimes remained here, but in unmanifest form. And those who have that vision, that pure heart, they can actually understand and see these wonderful pastimes going on. Even though the pastimes that go on here in Vrindavan and there in Goloka Vrindavan in the spiritual world, even though they are identical, still we can distinguish them in certain ways. For example, in the spiritual world, there is no touch of the material energy. But here, when that Goloka Vrindavan is manifest, it has a touch, so to speak, with the material world. But even though there is a touch with the material world, the Goloka Vrindavan that is manifest here is not contaminated by matter. So in the pastimes that go on here in the material world, when Goloka Vrindavan manifests, it is a mix, so to speak. But not in the mix of the ordinary sense of the word. Here in Goloka Vrindavan, the same cowherding pastimes go on, the same Rasalila goes on, the same loving exchanges with Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda goes on, as it does there in the Parav Vyoma Vrindavan. This is called Bhauma Vrindavan because it manifests on Bhumi or earth, and that is Parav Vyoma Vrindavan, Vrindavan in the spiritual sky. So those eternal pastimes are also going on here in this Bhauma Vrindavan planet. But it is manifest only for certain periods of time. For example, Krishna performs His cowherding pastimes only so long as He is in Vrindavan. But in Mathura or in Dwarka, Krishna doesn't graze the cows. He doesn't perform Rasalila in Mathura or in Dwarka. That He does only in the Vrindavan planet, in Goloka Vrindavan. So therefore, we may think that these pastimes, therefore, are not eternal. but they are also eternal in a sense in the material creation, because when Krishna finishes one pastime here in this universe, the same pastime continues in another universe in the material creation. When that pastime is over in that second universe, he goes on to the third. In the same way, every pastime of Krishna is going on eternally in this material creation, in one universe or the other. Srila Prabhupada explains that the pastimes of Krishna are like the rising of the sun, or the sun appearing at a certain place in the sky. At any given point of time, there is somewhere on the earth 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Somewhere it is 1 o'clock, somewhere it is 2 o'clock. Even though at one point in time, sometimes it is 12, sometimes it is 1 and 2 and 3 and so on, but 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock is going on all the time everywhere. In the same way, Krishna's grazing of the cows, Krishna's killing of Putana and so on is going on everywhere in the material creation, somewhere or the other. So in that sense, even within the material creations, Krishna's pastimes are eternally going on. So the perfection of our life is that we can one day enter into that spiritual world and participate with Lord Krishna in these pastimes. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains, Bhaktyatvananyaya shakya aham evam vidhorjuna gyatum drashtum cha tattvena praveshtum cha parantapa. He says, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am, O Arjuna. And once you know me, then you will be able to see me. And once you are qualified to see me, then you will be qualified to enter into my transcendental pastimes, into my abode. Gyatum drashtum cha tattvena praveshtum. Praveshtum means to enter. So if we simply follow the procedure that Srila Prabhupada has taught us, if we simply perform the sadhana bhakti that has been explained in Srila Prabhupada's teachings, then gradually we will make advancement steadily. Day by day we will be progressing towards that ultimate destination. And when we leave our bodies, then we will enter into Krishna's divine abode. That will be the perfection of our life. So all these pastimes are going on there in the Goloka Vrindavan planet. And the perfection also is that these pastimes should somehow be manifest within our heart. There were some other sheets like this. Are they anywhere? This have been distributed already? Okay. So we have few sheets, not enough for everyone. So if you please share these with two or three devotees. This is a song called Vasanti Ras. It is sung usually in the spring season. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. We are not quite in the spring season now, but nevertheless, we can chant this bhajan. And I will read the translation before we chant the bhajan, because it's quite relevant to today's subject. That's why I thought it would be nice for us to chant this. This is by Narottam Das Thakur. It appears in his anthology called The Prarthana. Translation. The beautiful place known as Vrindavan is a transcendental abode in the spiritual world and is made entirely of divine touchstones. There are many beautiful temples made out of jewels, and swans known as Rajahamsa play in the waters of the river Yamuna, which flows through that transcendental land. In the water of that divine river, there is a beautiful golden lotus of 100 petals. In the midst of that lotus, there is a golden platform surrounded by 8 petals. Situated upon those 8 petals are the principal sakhis headed by Lalita and Vishakha. On that golden platform, the divine couple sit upon a jeweled throne. In the company of Lord Shyam sits the beautiful Radhika. The beauty and sweetness of Sri Radha and Govinda's forms during their talks, which are filled with smiles and laughter, is emanating showers of nectar. Narottam Das Thakur says, "May these eternal pastimes, filled with transcendental joy, be ever manifest in my heart." So the last line is also very important for us. May these eternal pastimes, filled with transcendental joy, be ever manifest in my heart. In other words, what we are saying is, may these aprakat leelas become prakat leela for us. May these unmanifest pastimes become manifest to my heart, to my vision. So we'll chant this bhajan now.